This week's parsha is Parshas Tazria, and this week's video is sponsored L'ila Nishmas Reb Chaim Yosef ben Reb Yaakov. Parshas Tazria is all about negoyim, tzaras, the affliction that a person gets if he speaks Lashon Hara. And David HaMelech famously says in Tehillim, Yiyu l'rotzon imrefi, let the words of my mouth be in front of you, Hashem. Major Sheikhar Tayyib explains that what was David HaMelech asking for when he said, Yiyu l'rotzon imrefi? He was saying that Hashem, let the words of my mouth, the creation of my Sefer Tehillim that I composed, let it be as important in front of you as learning all the halachas of Negoyim the Aholos. It should be just as important. And the question is it not as important? Is saying Sefer Tehillim not as important as learning the halachas of Tzaras? And furthermore, Tehillim is a very complex Sefer. It's not a very simple Sefer that you would think that, okay, halachas of Negoyim and Tzaras are very complex. And Tehillim is simple. Tehillim is not simple at all. Most people don't even know many of the words, the simple taich of what Tehillim means. Besides for the fact that Tehillim is so deep and so esoteric, there's so much in there that a person doesn't really comprehend. How could someone say that it's not as important as the complexity of Hilchas Negoyim? The Meshech Chachma explains that really, when a person wants to check whether his tzaras is tamei or tar, he has to go to the kohen. And the kohen himself must declare whether it's tamei or tar, nobody else. Even if this person goes to the gadol adar, who's not a kohen, and the gadol adar says it's tamei or tar, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be considered tamei or tar until he goes to a kohen. It's the metzias of a kohen that allows it to be declared tamei or tahar. However, let's say the kohen himself is not a talmid chacham, and he doesn't know all the myriad of laws pertaining to hilchas tzaras. Then the kohen can go to a talmid chacham, can go to the gadol adar, whoever knows these halachas, and that talmid chacham could instruct the kohen whether it's tamei or tahar, and then the kohen can declare, can say it with his words, tamei or tahar. But the Talmid Chacham can't himself. Says the Meshech Chachma that I heard over from Reb Lipa Geldworth Shlita, that David HaMelech was saying, Hashem, just like the Talmid Chacham can't declare tamei or tahar, but the kohen could, because the kohen has the metzias, even though he doesn't really know what he's talking about. He doesn't really know whether it's tamei or tahar, but the Talmid Chacham told him it is, so therefore it is, once the kohen says it. So too, yiyu l'rotzein imrefi, let the sayings of my mouth, the words that I created, sefer tehillim, that nobody else really knows what it means, except me, because I created it. Let it be just as good in front of you as hilchas negoyim v'aholos, that just as the halacha of negoyim is that a kohen that doesn't really know what he's saying could still say it's tamei or tahar, so too I, who know what I'm saying, can lay it out for Yidden, Jews, generations later, that won't really understand what Tehillim is talking about. But because I created it and I told them that it's worth it, that it has value, that it's deep, that it means so much to Hashem, let that be as important in front of you, that when a Yid is saying Tehillim, that it's just as important as the halachas of an Agoyim ve'ahalas. It's been 180 days since the hostages were taken in Gaza and have not been returned. Let us utilize the power of Sefer Tehillim and our other davening and learning to bring them back, and Hashem will listen to us. B'schus this parsha of Negoyim ve'aholos, that we learn that even though we don't really know what we're saying, but we're crying out to Hashem, bring our hostages back. Bring Mashiach. Tadkenu b'mehir v'yameinu amein. Have a beautiful Shabbos.